Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, November 11th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. It's Veterans Day. You know, I supported Trump, and I'm excited that he won. And so to celebrate his win, I decided to make a donation to Operation Homefront. As you know, Trump often champions veterans and charities that help veterans. So instead of being divisive and conflict-oriented, rubbing it in folks' faces, I decided, why not make a donation to a charity that helps veterans out? So please consider joining me and sharing on Twitter that you did, and encourage others to do so as well. Let's overwhelm Twitter and Facebook with the news that we are celebrating Trump's win with donations to veterans' charities. On Twitter, I am at MuckDog, M-U-C-K-D-O-G, MuckDog. So let me know if you joined in. I did watch President Obama this morning at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's always very touching. I was in Washington, D.C. In the summer, and I actually visited the cemetery and went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It was very moving, actually, the whole cemetery. I took the little tram tour around, the hop-on, hop-off tram, and because it was really hot. So I wanted to ride. I didn't want to walk. But you get a lot of narration, a lot of storytelling when you do that, and it was great. I recommend that to everyone. So the stock market, it kind of turned around late in the day, right? It's been the best week in 5 years. That's right, 5 years. Financial stocks have rallied double digits. Check out Goldman Sachs, for example, right? Pretty big. Merrill Lynch. You get the idea. So why the rally? Well, remember, before the election, the market was said to favor Hillary. It wanted Hillary to win. It wanted the status quo. It wanted gridlock, right? And election night, the futures tanked when investors thought, maybe Trump's got a shot. If folks were worried, right? What was the Dow futures down? 800, 900? I don't know. It was a big number, right? Of course, it turned around in a hurry when Trump won. When I woke up in the morning, it was already up or flat. And it took off from there, right? And all week. Why? Tax cuts, infrastructure spending, deregulation. That's the talk now. You know, if I had to make a guess, I would imagine that the general direction of the market into year end is going to be up. And then we'll see how it goes next year, right? With the new administration and new policies. The Federal Reserve is still out there. And if they start hiking up rates in a hurry, well, we'll see how things really go, right? JCPenney and Michael Kors were selling off after their earnings report. Disney was up. Crude was down. NVIDIA had a big day, right? Revenues increased over 50%, and they bumped up their dividend. That's a tech stock that hasn't been doing too bad, right? Higher rates hitting dividend stocks like utilities. They've took it on the chin a little bit. You know, Warren Buffett was a critic of Donald Trump during the campaign season. But now he's saying, hey, stocks are going to continue to rise with Donald Trump. Of course, he's also saying it didn't really matter who won, if it was Hillary or Trump. Because 10, 20, 30 years from now, he expects the market to be higher no matter what. No matter who wins, just checks and balances, right? That's my thought, checks and balences. So Buffett said, I'll do a quote-unquote here, I support any president of the United States. It's very important that the American people coalesce behind our president. Doesn't mean they can't criticize him or they can't disagree with what he's doing, but we need a country unified by a president. Unquote. So now that he's elected and after his meeting with Obama yesterday, kind of a big breaking news, might have caused the stock market to turn around late today. Donald Trump told the Wall Street Journal he is open to amending Obamacare after a direct appeal from Obama during their meeting yesterday. So instead of repeal and replace, tweak it a little, right? Isn't that what Hillary was going to do or Obama said needed to happen, or even Bill Clinton when he was out campaigning? He was calling Obamacare crazy and, yeah, we need to tweak it some. And, well, here we go. Other big news today is the transition team. Leading the transition team for Donald Trump will be Vice President-elect Mike Pence. The news channels were making a big deal of that because it thought it was going to be Chris Christie, right? The governor of New Jersey. But, you know, with the Bridgegate stuff going on, I think Trump just wanted to keep the keep him out of it for now. Chicago. Chicago has an $80 million budget gap. Seems like a lot, right? But they've got a way to address it, a way to help chip away at that. A pizza delivery tax, $1 per pizza delivered. So there you go. Are you going to order out, order takeout, or just pick it up yourself? I don't know. Kind of interesting, right? Will that help? I mean, obviously some people, what's a buck, right? But still, I wonder if that'll affect pizza sales in the Windy City. If you voted for Donald Trump, you may not feel welcomed at Grubhub as an employee. The CEO of Grubhub, Matt Maloney. Grubhub is a online food delivery service, by the way. But anyways, Matt Maloney said, he sent an email out yesterday, Wednesday. He said that employees who agree with President-elect Donald Trump's behaviors and his campaign rhetoric should resign. Here's the quote. If you do not agree with this statement, then please reply to this email with your resignation because you have no place here. We do not tolerate hateful attitudes on our team. Team Grubhub. So, of course, today he's catching some flack for that, right? So he's backtracking some of his statements and saying that his email was misconstrued. Misconstrued. I don't know how you misconstrue that, right? It's pretty direct. But anyways, his quote today was, we do not tolerate discriminatory activity or hateful commentary in the workplace, and that we will stand up for our employees. But anyways, I was thinking his comments before, isn't that against the law to tell folks that you can't work here or you should resign if you have different political views than the company? I don't know. I didn't look it up, but it seems to me that whenever you read non-discrimination text, political views is mentioned in there as a reason you can't discriminate against somebody. So, yeah, just thinking out loud there. A 52-week range of Grub, G-R-U-B is the ticker, 1777 to 4458, and it was down almost 5% today, 3525. I don't know if that's because of they had earnings at the end of October, or is comments that were not positively received. I'm sure some people receive them positively. Anyways, it's Veterans Day. It's a holiday where I'm at. I'm surprised the market doesn't take it off, but anyways, there's been a bunch of protests going on every night, seems like now. Portland got pretty violent last night. I was watching some of the news feed on Facebook Live Events, or isn't that what they call that? And also YouTube Live, some broadcasts were on there showing the groups of protests in various cities. Of course, all in all, it's not a lot of people out there protesting. Not that many cities, you know, when you think of how large the United States is. But it does show you some folks are not happy. But are these folks being, you know, is this an AstroTurf campaign? Are they being sponsored, paid to go out there and cause havoc? Some of them may be, right? Probably not everyone out there. A lot of people out there with their iPhones just taking videos. But I saw some of the violence last night, and, you know, that's the stuff that sucks, right? Fires, windows being broken, and people getting beaten up, too. So, you know, overall, I hope we come together soon. And anyways, expect more this weekend. It's a long weekend. Probably more protests ahead for now. But, you know, some of these stories come out about Trump maybe walking back his comments on Obamacare or his plans to repeal and replace, maybe just modify it. Probably the same thing with free trade. Tech stocks have been getting hammered because of maybe clamping down on China or cheap labor in China or whatever. But if he starts walking those back, I wonder what will happen to those tech stocks. Maybe they recover, right?
And today's music from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is Coming Home by Mike Sabatella. See ya.
The days feel like we're